Jessica. Sinker, 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 sinker. Deeper and deeper. And deeper down. Just come us obey a minute. Jessica must crave, Domenica. Jessica can feel me tying her down to the whipping bench. First her wrists, handcuffed, and then locked to the front of the whipping bench. Nothing so soft, hard. Steel wrapping around your wrists, and then your ankles again. Ankle cuffs, hard steel like handcuffs around each one. Locked into the bottom of the whipping bench, the sawhorse all padded, and I pull your hips back so that your ass hangs off the end. All red and ripe from the last whipping you received. And then I slide the blindfold over your eyes. Yes, so you can no longer see around you. I take that sense from you. And then I slide earplugs deep into your ears that stop you from hearing my movements in the room. You can only hear my words when I speak them loud. You can't hear where I'm walking. You can't tell where I'm at. You can only hear what I say. And then I grab your hair and pull your head back and slide the phallus deep into your mouth, strapping the gag around your head and pulling it tight. The fat 5-inch cock filling your mouth full. Rubber gag, black rubber gag. Secured into your mouth. Suck it, honey. Suck it. And then for a long while I do not touch you at all. I just let you lay there with your knees cradled in the soft, secure leather. And your arms cradled in the soft, padded leather. And your body draped over the length of this sawhorse, all padded and covered with soft black leather. One of your breasts hangs down one side of it, and the other breast hangs down the other. And you lay your head sideways, slowly breathing. Listening to my voice telling you to go to sleep. Sleep, Jessica, sleep. 10. Letting go of all of your thoughts and inhibitions. 9. Surrendering your will and control. 8. Giving in to the feeling of true freedom through slavery. 7. Falling deeper. and deeper. And deeper. And six. The endorphins pumping through your bloodstream, drugging your fingers and toes, your arms, your legs, your breasts, your sacs. The endorphins drugging your mind. Five. Falling deeper and deeper and deeper down under Dominica's hypnotic gaze. You can feel the heat of my staring at you, naked, bound as you fall to four, deeper down to number four. Oh, yes, you lose all muscle tension. You just collapse and melt. 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 Melting. Three. You can feel the brainwashing drug, the scopolamine, blown into your face. You can feel the little granules breathed up your nose. You feel all that you know disappear. You feel drugs. And zombie-eyed, willing and ready to do anything you're told. Two. The feminine hormone estrogen begins pumping and thudding and forcing its way into your pussy and titties. Forcing its way into your bloodstream. Thud, thud, thud. Drugging you. Oh, yes, the scopolamine has worked its way with you, and as soon as I say estrogen, your body creates it and begins to flood your system with it. Your pussy becomes swollen and pink and ripe and ready. Ripe and ready like a little dog in heat, panting and drooling, dripping. Everywhere. One. Completely hypnotized, mesmerized, entranced, and completely compelled to obey Dominica. Come. That's a good girl. I haven't even laid my hands on you yet, sweetheart. And you're already creaming in your panties. Good girl. Such a good girl. Come. Oh, gagged and blindfolded. It's the anticipation of being all tied up and left on that whipping bench while I hypnotize you deep down. And now you have no choice but to do exactly as I say. Don't even touch you. You simply squirt in your pretty little red panties. Come, slut, come. 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 That's a good girl. You love the words good girl, because the word come makes you come, but the words good girl, they make you orgasm. And there's a very big difference between coming and an orgasm. And you feel me begin to beat you. You filthy little slut. Raining my smacks, my hits all over your body, your shoulders, your arms, your titties, your ass, your legs, the soles of your feet, your face, over and over and over again. The only things that I don't hit are your kidneys and your head. Everything else is beaten, slapped, forced, fucked, used. Obey. You must obey, Dominica. You must obey, Dominica. You must obey, Dominica. You must obey, Dominica. And your body begins to become warm, warm and compliant, warm, warm and compliant, warm and ready, warm and willing, warm and able, warm and come. That's my good girl. Zap. Zap. Come, zap. Come, zap. Come, zap. Dominica loves to watch your body twitch and shudder and shiver. And your little pussy, I haven't even touched it yet, and it's just dripping everywhere. Just dripping with the anticipation of how I'm going to molest and rape you. You sexy little fucktart. That's what you get for dressing so provocatively. You get raped when you act like a slut. Don't you, honey? Yes, Dominica rapes you and fucks you and uses you like a filthy little slut. Come. I know it feels so good, my good girl. Come. That's a good girl. That's my good girl. And you can feel my long, sensuous hands begin rubbing baby oil all over your skin, all over your shoulders and neck and down your arms. They reach around and make sure the tops and the bottoms and the palms of your hands are all saturated. And between your fingers and under the bottom of your arms and your armpits and around your breasts, forcing my hands between your body and the horse, and down between your beautiful tummy, down between your legs. Each hand grasping on to one side of your cunt lips and pulling them wide open. Wide, wide open. Letting my greasy, slippery, oily fingers slide deep inside of you. First one from each hand, then two, then three from each hand, then four, then five from each hand, just filling my fist inside of your tiny little cunt, and then taking each thumb and pressing one side of your clitoris with it until they're pressing together with eight digits buried deep inside your cunt. Eight very oily, slippery digits forced inside your tiny little pussy, and two thumbs fighting over that little clit, fighting over it, pushing it, pinching it, forcing you. And then we begin to let go and push, and let go and push. Yes, to a little rhythm on your clitty. Easy, hard, easy, hard, easy, hard. Come. Yes. Cry out when you feel me fucking you with my fingers and thumb, molesting you and taking every bit of your hot little sexy cunt and using it however I like. You can't say anything. You can't see anything. You can't hear anything. All you can do is lay there locked down, spread open. Used. Owned. Totally owned. And you feel the oil begin to heat up. Oh, there must have been something inside of that oil that your body's beginning to burn and tingle. Oh, yes. Especially your breasts, any sensitive area begins to burn and tingle. Oh, yes, between your hot little slit lips, burning and tingling all the way up into your womb. As I slide my cock, my strap on with the same oil on it, deep into your ass. Taking you, thrusting it inside of you, forcing its width, its depth, its girth, deep inside of your split little body, your owned little slave slut. I can feel that cock inside of you because my fingers have taken up all the room inside. Yes, we're cramming as much in there as we can, aren't we, little girl? Come. I love to hear you come. I love to hear you come, to hear you use. I love to hear you orgasm like a good girl. Like a good girl. When you're a good girl, the coming, the orgasm, is almost a spiritual experience. It's so guttural, so primitive. It's so debasing. It's so orgasmic and organic. It's so intense. It takes you and forces you away into a place where you can't see or smell or taste or hear or see. You see beautiful fireworks before your eyes. You smell orchids. You feel everything all at once. You taste truffles and caviar and the most delicious chocolate. Good girl. Oh, yes, that's my good girl. Come, slave, come. That's my good girl. And I can feel your body heaving underneath me, squirming and skimmering and trying to escape all this pleasure, trying just to be able to handle it. You know there's no escape. You're all locked up, aren't you? There's no escape for you, honey. None at all. And then you fall deep asleep. Deep, deep into a real sleep. You don't see anything, hear anything, smell anything, taste anything, feel anything. You simply sleep. You go into a deep hypnotic coma. Sleep. Sleep. You sleep. 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 And when you awaken, you realize your hands are over your head. Your wrists are inside of some type of restraint over your head. Your stretched out all the way, Arch. Take a deep breath as you groggily begin coming back to consciousness. There's bars all around you. You're in a tiny, tiny cage. A very long cage that you're stretched out in. Your feet can't feel the ground. You're being hung from your wrists. Yes, and you're just hanging there. Just point your toes. There's the ground. If you stand up on your tiptoes, you can feel the ground, can't you? Oh, how clever. There it is. Yes, and you realize as you look down, you realize your piercings and your nipples have been attached to little chains that have been fed out of the bars. And you look on your breasts and you see there's tiny little signs glued to each breast up at the top. It says, please pull me. And then you realize there's another one down below in between your legs attached to your clitty. Please pull me. Only above your pussy, the please pull me has been tattooed there. And then at the base of the long cage, if you put your toes down now, zap, you realize the floor has now been electrified. Sometimes you put your toes down and you get relief from your arms hurting. And sometimes, well, sometimes you get a little surprised, don't you, honey? Zap. Now begin to look outside of your cage. Oh, it's a fetish party. You see the beautiful dummies in thigh-high boots with crazy hair and tight corsets. Some of them even have strap-ons strapped around them, don't they? And then you see the little slave boys on the floor crawling around with their little harnesses and their tiny little black shorts. And then you see the sexy little transsexual sissies, all made up to look so voluptuous and beautiful. They're the ones staring at you. Every one of them you look at, they're staring at you. They're just waiting for their chance to come over here. And you look at the cage and you start really looking at it and realizing there's holes here and there where they can put their hands through the bars. Like right between your legs and at each breast and in the back, it looks like. Yeah. And the lights, the disco lights, yellow, green, purple, blue, yellow, green, purple, blue, yellow, green, purple, blue, flash, flashing, flash, flashing, flash, flashing, flash. And the first person to walk over to you is Mistress Dominica, with her big poof of blonde, silky hair flowing down her chest. Tight, tight corset with the tops of her nipples showing. A tiny little black skirt and tall, tall thigh-high boots. I slide my hand into that big hole in front of your pussy and start to stroke your tiny little cunt. I start to stroke your little clitty around and around and around. And I look between the bars and I stare into your eyes and I tell you, Jessica! My little fetish doll, Jessica. Feel the fetish music flow through you. Feel the beat of the party, the alcohol, drugs, sex in every corner. Feel it beating through you. Jessica, stand on your toes, honey. Stand on your toes. Zap, zap, zap. You're going to be abused all night long, my little tart. And it's all going to feel good. I've drugged you so that every pull on your body is pleasure. Every fist slid deep inside your little cunter ass, it's pleasure. Every time somebody grabs the long bar attached to the big dick that's forced into your mouth and forces it deeper down your throat, fucks you and gives you a blow drop with that big, fat, phallus cock attached to that long handle. And the handle's outside. All they have to do is grab it and pump it in and out, in and out, in and out, in and out. I've made sure it's long enough to slide right down your throat, honey. Every time you gag that big cock down, baby girl, it's pleasure. Come. Come, slave, come. Come, slave, come. And come. And come. And come some more. Suddenly you feel somebody's behind you. Somebody's approached the cage from the back. You can feel their fingers slowly. Slowly, one at a time, probing your tiny little asshole. Oh, yes, their hands are reaching up to your neck and slowly stroking you. Stroking you as one finger and then another. And then another begins to fill your little ass up. And then another is there playing with your ear. They can feel your body just, oh, grinding down on those fingers. And then another finger. And then you feel my fingers start to fill you up from the inside. Only I take all five of them and just slide them deep inside of you. That's what little lesbians do. They get fisted. Come. Come. As you come, I start to pull. Pulling on those, yes, pulling on those strings on your nipples, yanking them, pulling them, yanking them, pulling them. And then you feel a new hand reach out. A new hand reach out and grab that phallus in your mouth, pumping it in and out and in and out. So many things happening to you all at once. Zap! Look around the party. Look at all the freaks. Dancing with each other, grinding each other. You know some of them are, they're dancing with their back to the front of the other party. You know they're slipping their big cock inside their little slave girl. You know they are. You know they are. As your legs tremor and tremble. Yes, as you hang there, touched by different people. Look down and look at all the different people, and you have no control over who touches you. There's a little midget that's climbed up to the cage and starts to tickle the bottoms of your feet. Yes, put his little fingers in between all your toes. So many sensations, you don't even know what to do. Somebody's grabbed your pretty little toe, always pulled it between the bar, and starts sucking on your toes and feet. Oh, yes, sliding his tongue between those toes. And there's nothing you can do except for now when he lets it go and your arms start to hurt and you put your toes down. They're wet. Zap! Zap, 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 zap! Come, slave, come. You love the pain is pleasure. Come. Pain is pleasure. Come. The pain... is pleasure. You come. Look around the room. You see the gigantic one there. The beautiful, big, black tranny. With such voluptuous breasts and that big beehive of hair. With beautiful, glittering jewels just dripping off of her. You see her long, physically strong, built-up legs coming out of the slit on that long, glittering dress. Yes. You see her start to come towards you, smoking from her long cigarette holder, licking her impossibly large lips. Yes, she comes over and opens the little cage, presses a lever, and it lets you go. And zap, 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 zap. Better get out of that cage. Hurry up, jump out, zap. And she grabs your little collar and begins to walk back to the stage as you crawl to your hands and knees and crawl behind her. Crawl, Jessica. Scurry behind her, Jessica. Crawl. Crawl behind her on the floor where everybody's been dancing. Crawl. On the floor where you belong. Crawl, and with each and every step that she takes, you go a little bit deeper. And deeper. Mistress has trained you to go deeper and deeper down into hypnosis. The more enslaved you are, the deeper you fall into hypnosis. Deeper and come. Come, slut, come. She pulls you up onto the little stage. And on top of this stage is a small little platform. And you crawl up on the platform. And she attaches you, both your ankles, to little cuffs on the platform. And you squat there. You squat there like a little monkey. Yes. So dainty and beautiful. She reaches out, pulls your hair back into a little ponytail behind you, pulls your hair out of your face so we can see your writhing face in pain. And then she picks up the long whip. And she looks down at you. And I am standing at the very front of the stage. I'm watching. Stare into my eyes, Jessica. You are nothing more than entertainment, an object to be used, beaten, to perform like a little circus animal. And then you feel the whip across your back, cutting your skin open. You begin to bleed down your back. This is no little whip, this is a bull whip. You have not pleased Dominica enough today. Hit her again. Across your ass, and the blood begins to drip, drip, dripping down your ass and legs, drip, drip. Across your breasts, you see me smiling. You're an object, Jessica. You're a circus animal. Across your belly. I like to see you cry. I like to fuck with your emotions so intensely you don't know what's up, what's down, what's inside out. You don't know your own fucking name anymore. Punished and abused over and over and over and over again. Then I see her push you back on the platform and make you put your hands behind yourself and hold yourself there. I see her force your legs wider open. I've paid her to abuse you so I can watch, so we can all watch. Look at all the people. You're in the center arena. As she picks up the big round paddle, it looks like a ping pong paddle. And she hits that pussy dead on. Oh, yes, I can see your little cunt lips getting all beet red instantly. Those are hard, hard hits. And it burns. The heat and the burning of it feels so good. You look down at me, licking at the tears on your face, sniffling and crying in your complete and utter pleasure. Beating that pussy until it's needy, needy of me. Needing it so badly to the point where you would rather be in the cage, wouldn't you? Then I watch her walk over and put the paddle down and pick up a cat of nine tails and come walking back over to you. Each and every long little whip end nodded. And I watch her put her arm all the way back and swing all the way over her head. She is standing behind you. And each one of those cats of nine tails, they hit your pussy with the fire of hell. And I can see all nine little bleeding marks scattered across your little snatch. Don't you love being the center of attention at the fetish party? DS. Dirty little DS girl. And then you hear me very loud over the music, over the people, over everybody, tell you to come! 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 Come, slut, come! Good girl, come! I don't think that's a good enough show like I wanted. Hit her some more. And that cat of nine tails comes raining down on your little snatch again. And again. And again. And again. Tiny little driplets of blood are speckling down you. Did you start your period, honey? Let me command you one more time. Let's see how well you obey my command. I said to come. Come, slut, come. Give the audience the show they want to see, you little tramp. Come. That's a good girl. I'm gonna beat the vanilla right out of you. You are nothing but kink. That's what I'm beating out of you. I'm beating out the mundane. I'm beating out the normal. I'm beating out the man. Beating him. You belong to me, you little slut, and you are a female. Say it! Come. Come. Cut her loose, let her go. You're free, Jessica. Get on your knees. Get on your knees. You're free. You're free to walk around the party and enjoy yourself. You have to stay naked. Don't wipe the blood off. Get up on your feet. Stand up. Oh, everybody's applauding and clapping. They love the show. And here's Daddy opening a big pink blanket for you. Come to me, my arms wide, wide open. And as you come into my arms crying, I wrap my arms around you, cradling you into my arms. Oh, yes, rocking you back and forth, kissing your forehead, telling you how beautiful you were. Such a wonderful little slave girl. Daddy loves you. Yes, that's my girl, warming you up inside the big fluffy pink blanket, holding you so tight. And I sit down in the seat and pull you back into my arms and slowly open the blanket up, and I have a warm, wet washcloth that I slowly wipe you with, wiping the little blood speckles away, wiping your little body down, spreading your legs open over me, and you can see the line of little femi girls on their knees, hordes of them just watching what's happening. You see their eyes all big, wishing they were you. Wishing they were you, envying you. And I rinse that washcloth out, pick a new one up out of the big bowl, and begin to wash down your breasts and tummy, kissing your little eyes, telling you you're my princess. And then wrapping the big pink blanket back around you and pulling you into my arms and kissing you deeply with my tongue, possessing you completely. And then I pick up a little Ziploc bag that has a tiny little slave outfit in it, so delicate, so pretty. It's black rubber. It's just a little strip that goes across your breasts and another little strip that goes across your little hips. It barely even covers the crack of your ass. And I send you into the bathroom, the ladies' room. You go change, honey. Don't forget your heels. Here you go. And you see all the little slave girls get up and follow you into the bathroom. They all want to talk girl talk with you. You have the real thing going on. And instead of going straight into that big bathroom stall, you climb up on the counter with the sink next to the mirror and you light a cigarette. Take a big puff. Oh, and you see blood trickling here and there, and you just grab a little napkin and clean it up because all the girls are all surrounding you. Oh my God, aren't you Jessica from online, from the chat room? We knew you were going to be here. We couldn't wait to see you. We love your story. You were so beautiful up there. Do you think your mistress might want to own me? Or me? Or me? Can we see your outfit, Jessica? And then you grab the hand of the prettiest girl. And you pull her into the back little stall. And you girls close the door and start kissing in the stall. Yes, and you can see all the little eyes peering over the top and the bottom of the stall, all watching you girls, wishing that they were her. Wide awake, Blank.